Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time to talk some more summer celebration. We have organizer Gail Smith joining us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Hey, good to have you on here. So, folks are getting, ready for the 4th and all that sort of thing. And I just saw was added this to our community calendar for Oswego having their, display and everything on July 3rd. And it's kind of nice that, the timing of summer celebration is such that, we can enjoy all our local municipalities' displays and celebrations. And then on the 8th, we've got summer celebrations. So can you tell us, for the folks who haven't heard, what this thing is, give us the lowdown.
Well, it's Saturday, July the 8th at Walter Johnson Park. We put together quite a few events for that day, vendors. We've got a car show beginning in the morning. Well, first thing in the morning, it'll be the 5K and the 1 mile fun run and walk start at the Stevenson Building out there. And then about 7:30, the car show cars should start coming in and registration will start. About 8 o'clock over at the Stevenson's Building, we put on a kiddie car show, later in the day, then we lead them out, kind of a cruise around in front of the grandstands and give them awards. About 9:30, the judging will begin for the cars, motorcycles, trucks. About 10 o'clock, we will have water slides this year. Rotary Club of Coffeeville is sponsoring the water slides this year. About 11 o'clock, the Coffeeville Municipal Band will be playing at the show arena on the stage. And it looks like about noon, the stage art dance will be out in front of the stadium. And then about 12:45, D'Angelo Bradley will do his Michael Jackson tribute. 12 p.m., we have the cornhole tournament. The registration begins there. And the poker run registration will be open at under the grandstands there. 1 o'clock, we'll bring the kiddie cars out for their cruise and demolition derby.
Hey, yeah, right.
Anyway, we give them medallions and give them a little cash award for being there. It's just a really one of our, we think, premium events out there. Everybody just loves it. The kids are just tickled to death to come out there amongst the crowd. Cornhole tournament begins at 2 o'clock. About 2:30, our car show awards. Be there at the in front of the grandstands and poker run following that. And in about 5:30, Backroads Band Retro Rockers, they just always put on a really good show. It's a country rock and then classic rock by retro. I did talk Backroads Band, they retired and I kind of somehow got them to do a reunion show. So probably about 10 o'clock, whenever it's dark, or fireworks people like to have it plenty dark so the color will show up. And we like to say this is the biggest fireworks show in Southeast Kansas. It'll probably be 30-40 minutes long and he really blows up the sky. It started last night. Kirk, Foggy Bottom Productions, the guys that put it on, brought in two big trailer loads of equipment. And next week, then they'll start bringing the product in and setting up. It takes about 3 or 4 days to get that set up. We've got just a lot of this year. We've got a lot of food and merchandise and information vendors that are going to be there. I think about any kind of food you would want. Just barbecue and pizza and snow cone, kettle corn, just all kinds of stuff out there.
That's great. And lots of shopping too, right?
Yeah, it'd be like a shopping mall out there, I believe, this year. So Drew Banzit with DeVille Sound Production, he'll be, he's been with us from the beginning, and he keeps things rolling during the day, and anybody and everybody that kind of donates or, you know, helps us out with this. Well, you know, we give Drew a list and we give them good plugs all day long, all the businesses and individuals that help us put this on. But it's just a good family fun day. It's just, you know, there's a lot going on out there. You can come out and just have a, you know, go through the car show and look at the cars. Hopefully we'll have a big crowd. Hopefully the weather holds up this year. Kind of understand maybe it's going to get hot this week and maybe cool down a little bit next week. So
yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, well, maybe we get it out of our system this way.
Yeah, hope so. You know, it's something like this, an outdoor event, you got to kind of, you know, depend on Mother Nature to be kind. So
that is right. So how are we doing with volunteers? What are you needing?
Well, we got, you know, we need kind of some people to, we've got quite a few people, but, you know, as many vendors as we have taken calls from, you know, people to just kind of help us get the vendors in there and get them lined up, make it look good, get the car show, you know, somebody to help get the car show cars in there, get them parked, and then up along the entrances, you know, kind of help the spectators get in there and you know, get parked. And, you know, for the most part, the event has kind of come to run itself. You know, everything seems to run pretty smooth, but you do need a lot of people. I mean, you need people to, you know, kind of help direct and kind of oversee everything. So,
well, we appreciate, you know, you putting this on and organizing and everything. I know there's a lot of little moving pieces, but hey, it's going to be a good time. You know, this is one of those things, you know, invite your family, friends into town. You know, the more the merrier, it seems like.
Yes, it's, you know, I think this is every year it's gotten a little bigger. Last year, you know, we had a just tremendous crowd out there. I'd like to see it get even bigger.
Excellent. Well, if people want to volunteer, they got any questions for you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
They get a hold of me at 620-252-8688. They can get a hold of Andy Duncan at Blake's Automotive. I don't have his number right in front of me, but and then my wife Kathy, she's worked really hard on taking down, you know, all the multitude of vendors that we got. You can get a hold of her 620-252-5155. You know, we'd love to get you down. We'd love to get you, you know, just come out and, you know, if you got anything to knickknacks to sell, you know, we've got everything from woodworking to jewelry to food to just about anything you can think of this year.
And you're not charging people for the vendor spots, right?
The vendor spots are absolutely free. The car show registration is absolutely free. You know, entrance to the park, admission, it's absolutely free. The only thing you'll pay when you get out there will just be, you know, whatever you buy from the vendors.
Hey, well, that is really great, and we appreciate, you know, your generosity, and of course the city, you know, helping with their support and all that sort of thing too.
Well, you know, that's one of the main things that city. We've got a nice park out there, and the city just makes it absolutely beautiful every year. It's just been absolutely beautiful. They, you know, they really oblige us with the, you know, the park, making it look nice. And you know, it's just it's a nice park. It's, you know, shady in the park areas. Not so much shade out there where the cars are, just where the car show is. But you know, it's just a nice setup park, and they really keep it groomed nice.
Yeah, lots of stuff out there. So summer celebration coming up Saturday, July 8th. Gail, anything else we need to know?
I don't know anything else. Just all I can say is, you know, bring your lawn chairs, come out, enjoy the day, walk around, you know, look at the cars, and go to, you know, patronize the vendors, and just have a good time.
Excellent. Well, it's going to be a full day, so we appreciate it. And I think Denise might even be grabbing you on to get you on one more time here before the 8th. So
I think so.
Yeah, so we may be hearing from you, but we'll be definitely running some news stories right up until the 8th to remind everyone that, hey, It's a big deal. Come on out.
Well, I'd like to thank all the sponsors and everybody that's helped us. You know, this year's this response has just been great. We're able to maybe buy a few more fireworks or, you know, our trophies this year are going to be unique for the car show too. So.
Excellent. Well, Gail Smith, I appreciate you coming by and letting us know about it, and okay. It's going to be a great one on the 8th. I'll be there.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Gail Smith here on the Mighty 690, talking about Summer Celebration, and we do have lots more coming up on the program. We have an early bird edition of Open Line and Fry Bread Journeys up next.